Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, your radio minister of music, and this is Bobby Lane. I'm saved. I can't wait to speak with her after this song.
Oh,
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And this artist definitely has a story to tell because God has been so good to her. Her name is Bobby Lane. Her song, I'm Saved, is a phenomenal song that has touched the hearts and souls of countless people. Bobby Lane, welcome back to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here today.
Amen. So, are you still in Texas?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Why did I think you were in Texas?
I don't know, but hey, maybe you're speaking something into existence.
Oh, like maybe doing some ministry in Texas, huh?
There you go. Uh-huh. Yes.
There it is. So for those individuals, I like to start off this way, just in case there's someone who accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior on yesterday or last week sometime, and so this is new to them. Gospel music is new to them. Tell them a little bit about who you are, how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Okay, I am the daughter of a pastor. Over 45 years, my mom and dad have been in the ministry. So I kind of grew up, you know, I was born in the church because I'm the youngest of 10 children. So I was born in the church. I started off singing in the choir. After that, I got on the praise team. And a little bit after that, I formed a group with three other of my sisters, and we were called the Lane Sisters. So we sang kind of more of traditional gospel music, and we kind of went around and traveled and sang on programs with artists such as the Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Gospel Southerners, and Shirley Caesar, and artists of that nature. And after that, God told me that I had my own message to get out. So I said, okay. So that's when I started doing my solo career, and so that's where I am right now. But I've always been in the church. Church has always been a part of my life. I was one of the kids that had to go to church on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and every other extra service that there was. So God, I just fell in love with Jesus at a young age, and I'm still in love with him as we speak today.
Amen. I know that's right.
So. Yes.
So, how are your sisters doing? The one that part of the Lane Sisters, how are they doing?
Well, so the Lane Sisters, is, you know, we're no longer a group. You know, every now and then you'll get someone mm-hmm. that's going to call,
yeah.
you know, maybe remember a singer or whatever, we'll still do that. But they're right now just currently still helping in the ministry as my dad is. He's retired from the, you know, being the pastor right now. So my mom is kind of like the overseer, and so it's kind of getting heavy on her. And she actually said that God told her that I am the one that's supposed to kind of carry the torch, carry the mantle. I'm like, oh, Jesus, really? So, hey, I'm praying on that, but I'm helping all I can. But my other sisters, they'll help, you know, they're real active in the church and, you know, just trying to keep that legacy going.
So I think we talked about this before. Why you running from the pastorate? Come on now. Come on now.
You know what? That is nothing that I take lightly. That is nothing anyone should take lightly. That's heavy. So I just want to pray that, although my mom is very in tune with God and always has been, and she says that God spoke to her and it's been prophesied. It hasn't been prophesied by other, you know, ministers that came or pastors or whatever that came to visit and said that, you know, they feel the anointing heavy on me and that. But, you know, I just want to pray to God and make sure that's what he told me. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Trust
me. Like I said, that's strong.
I know. It seems like whenever I meet people who are pastors, either they have that strong conviction and sort of always knew. Or they sort of are where you are, and they're like, you know what? Wow, I didn't see this coming. So
I'm the baby of 10 children. It's so many more. Why you?
Because
music is my passion. I love it. And don't get me wrong, because when I'm ministering, when I'm singing, oftentimes I do find myself kind of going off into that, you know, the preaching ministry part. But I just felt like this part of my music ministry, but I guess people see it. I'm not saying that I don't. I just, you know, I'm just in prayer about it.
Amen. I appreciate that. And that's some good advice. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about the song in just a second. So what advice can you give women in ministry as you are waiting to hear from the Lord? Because this has to be heavy on your heart, not in a bad way, but I just mean in terms of knowing
Absolutely.
What you'll have to go through. So what advice can you have been has been given unto you that you can share in this time for other women who are struggling in that area? Because I know one personally who is still, she's called of the Lord to not pastor, but to preach and teach the gospel. And so she's sort mm-hmm. of on the fence about how to go about doing that.
Well, the best advice I can say is to pray about it, you know, and make sure you get that answer from God. Because sometimes, you know, people, and I'm not saying that the word that God gives other people to tell you, you know, to place upon their heart to tell you, you know, that God have told them things about you that they feel that, you know, that's your calling. I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying you got to make sure you pray about it and make sure you're in the right place. You know what I'm saying? To go forth and operate in that.
Amen.
So my main advice would be to pray about it, because prayer does work. And if you listen, you will hear an answer.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like the answer,
yeah.
even if you feel that that's not, you know, what you wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
you got to listen. Because if you don't, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be staring you in the face.
Yeah.
You can wait 5 years, it's going to still be right there.
That's true. So shifting gears and talking about the song I'm Saved, walk us through the process of how it was birthed.
Absolutely. So I had a concert coming up. And as a matter of fact, the concert that I had, it was to be on the show featuring the headliners were Kirk Franklin and Tom LaMann. And I was at rehearsal and I was thinking about singing a song that already was an artist already recorded the song. And then I was sitting there with a couple of my background singers. And then I said, you know what? The song just came to me. And the musicians started kind of playing. And then it just kind of went from there. And I tell you, within no time, we had it together. And the idea of the song I'm Saved, I just thought about how God gave his life and he gave his son for us. He did that so that we may have the right to the tree of life, right? Ephesians, in chapter 2 of Ephesians, it says, "But by his grace, you have been saved by
mm-hmm.
faith." So if God did all of that so that we would have the opportunity to be saved in this world, why let what he did go in vain? So, and basically, to be saved is just to be set apart, to try to be an example, to try to be in the world, but not of the world. So that's kind of where the idea of the song came.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
And you make it sound so easy, but it really is. So is that more of a, were you in praise mode when you wrote that? I mean, who came up with the concept that you wrote that?
Well, yes, we were kind of in praise mode. Like when we have rehearsal, let me tell you, sometimes we end up in a shout. I'm telling you, I even have videotapes of some
wow.
of our rehearsals. We end up shouting praise to God. It's real. It gets deep. So we were in a worship, and then that kind of came, and you know, we kind of went with it. But then later on, of course, I came back and did the arranging and, you know, put all the nuts and bolts on it a bit later. But yeah, kind of the idea kind of came up that way. So
that's awesome. So this is the single. Talk to us about the project.
So right now, I'm currently working on three new songs simultaneously with three different producers. So I'm very excited about that. So I'm working to have the complete project finished the latter part of this year. But right now, I'm saying it's the main focus of, you know, trying to get that all around the world and going, you know, performing it so everyone
mm-hmm.
can get a chance to hear it. So that's like the main focus right now. But definitely working on the complete project, trying to have that finished at the latter part of this year.
So what type of songs are these three? I know I don't want to.
Oh,
I know you don't want to indulge
too,
but, you know, I don't want to get too
much. So the thing is,
yeah.
I'm Saved, you know, the other three songs, they are all totally different. So when one listens to I'm Saved, and then when they hear the next single that's coming out, and I'll tell you the name of the next single that's going to come out, it's going to be called The Way I Prayed. So, I mean, I don't want to keep, you know, talk so much about that because we're talking about I'm Saved. But my point is, when they hear I'm Saved, and then when they hear The Way I Prayed, they're like, oh, okay, well, I thought he was this type of artist. But I love all different types of music, all different, you know, jazz, gospel. I love an array of music, so I feel like my style is not just pinned down to one specific style, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
I know what you mean. So
you hear,
so
you feel me?
I do. So I'm just gonna. I don't know. Maybe so. The song "The Way I Pray." So is there talking in the introduction? Are you speaking to? Is it live or is it in studio?
If this one is actually in studio,
okay,
and I have a conversation going on with my management that it's going to be someone that's going to be doing a rap verse on it. So that tells you how different the song is. And the artist that's going to do the rap verse on that song, if everything goes the way we plan, is very well known. So I definitely can't give his name for, you know, for whatever purposes.
Ooh.
But I'm very excited. And this song is more for the youth to me because so many people... Or Christians, even like the older traditional Christians, mm-hmm. they have a set way in their mind to where they feel, you know, one should be.
Yeah.
And we're in an ever-changing world, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
you got to sometimes meet the youth where they're at. I'm not saying change the message. The message has to stay the same. But the delivery can change so we can reach the youth. Because believe it or not, I hate to say this term that, we're in competition with the world, but we are. Nowadays, you have so much social media, and everything is so accessible to the youth. And so you are competing with movie stars. You are competing, you know, because there's so much out there. So we have to make ourselves more accessible and meet the youth where they're at so they can feel comfortable, you know, serving our God.
Mm-hmm. That is so true, and that is why you've been called to the pastorate, because you understand how to meet the people where they are. You understand how to cultivate the next generation, that Judah generation. See? Now, just say absolutely to God.
Amen.
See, there it is.
Amen.
I'm talking about answering that call. You know what I'm talking about.
See.
Oh, so is that a confession on Real Gospel that
I guess you just set it up real good.
See,
what can I say?
Okay. Well, see, there it is. Breaking news, everybody. Bobby Lane accepts a call to the pastorate. Yeah. See, there it is.
Yes.
That is so awesome. And so keep us posted on this. I may have to come to Chicago at your when you go ahead after a year and you decide to have your installment service, however you all do it there. Don't forget
yes.
about me now. I want to get that invitation. I will come. Yes.
Absolutely. You definitely will.
There it is. All right. So tell the listeners how they can find out more about you, your music, how they can reach you, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So I am on, you can find me on Facebook. I have a fan page. It's Bobby Lane, BobbiLane. You can follow me on Instagram. It's Lane_Bobby. On Twitter at BobbyLane94. And my single is on all digital media outlets, such as iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, any digital outlet that sells music, my single is on, and it's only 99 cents. Listen, you couldn't buy a pop for 99 cents anymore.
That's true.
Am I right?
That's true. And
yes.
So let's give a shout out to the church that you will soon be, we're speaking in the spirit now, that you'll soon be pastoring. Where is that church so that the listeners can come visit you?
Okay. The name of it is True Vine Church of God in Christ, and it is located in Kankakee, Illinois, and that is the name of the church.
True Vine. She's Kojic, everybody.
I am.
I'm Kojic as well, so I get it. So
awesome.
This is going to be tremendous. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What jurisdiction are you in?
Fifth Illinois jurisdiction.
Okay. And who's the presiding
mm-hmm.
bishop?
The presiding bishop is Bishop James Austin.
Okay. Well, we gave all the shout-outs. I guess we covered everybody, didn't we? So is there anybody else that we left out that we need to shout out?
No, I just want to get a shout-out to everyone who worked on the project. It was a collaboration of musicians, Michael Flowers, Joshua Lane, Justin Collins, and of course Brian Lofton, which is the MD of Bishop Larry Trotter. I'm so thankful to Bishop Larry Trotter for taking me under his wings and presenting my CD. That's big. So I appreciate, you know, him believing in me in that way. So Amen. And definitely a shout out to all my family members that's really supporting me and being there.
Amen. Amen. All right, everybody. She's breaking ground. The future pastor of True Vine Church of God in Christ, the one and only Bobby Lane. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
I had a blast. So honored to be here. Can't wait to come back.
Amen.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.